Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, I mean, you're previously talking about the whole concealed carry, open carry. It's seeped throughout the culture now. Now you can drive around with a loaded weapon in your uncased in your vehicle. That during hunting season, that used to be illegal. I mean, you said you have to have it fully enclosed in the carrying case, no, rounds in the chamber or in the magazines. And that's just from my point of view, it's unsafe. I mean, other states allowed it, so Wisconsin got around to doing it. And in Wisconsin, you're not supposed to shoot within 30 feet of the, I can't remember if it's 30 feet or 50 feet within the center line of the road anyway. So what's the point of having that loaded like that? See these yahoos that are running around with, I mean, just simply the fact, you could say, hey, that guy was carrying a brandishing away. He was carrying his weapon. He looked at me funny. You go up to a cop, say, that guy looked at me funny. I thought he was going to do something. And you just say, well, he's threatening you with a weapon, even though he hasn't drawn it, that, that making you feel uncomfortable enough. You could say, well, who knows what this guy was going to do. He's giving me a wild-eyed look, and who knows if he's going to draw it and shoot me. And just, it's just crazy. Back in the days of the Old West, when a marshal wanted to clean up the town, he said, nobody, you don't carry your handguns around with you all the time, period. I mean, that's just what they, and it was just accepted. That's how they cleaned up towns. That's how they, established law and order, because the cowpokes would come into town and shoot up the town when they got off the trail drive and, had a few. That was not a good thing with people shooting the weapons up in the air and all that. And if that really happened or not, we don't really know for sure. We have some recorded accounts of it. But I mean, it's crazy that these people feel necessary to go around with these things, showing them. I mean, I have my share of firearms, and but it's simply anything I need to display, toward the general public. I mean, that it's different when I'm out in the grouse woods or in the duck blind. There's going to be right there with me. But I mean, it just. To be carting it around, carrying it around all the time, and then you have to be responsible for that. What if it, falls over? You have a long gun, it falls over, and you have a weapon in the round of the chamber, it goes off and kills somebody. I mean, it's just crazy, and the insanity has just leaked into our society completely, and our politicians are serving up for the NRA. I mean, back in the day, 1974, my firearms encyclopedia said that. The assault weapons, like the AR-15, for example, was not for hunting purposes. It says, not for hunting purposes, for good for military for target shooting, military style of target shooting. That's it. That's what the accepted thing was back in the early 1970s. Posited today, where it's just considered, the NRA is, the firearms manufacturers just figure they got to crank out more and more, and that. We've reached a level of insanity today where, every Tom, Dick, and Harry thinks he needs an AR-15 or one of their clones out there, of which there are myriad, that it's just crazy.
Yeah, no, I think these are good comments. Look,
crazy.
I enjoyed target. I mean, in the Navy, what we used to do, we were out at sea a long time. People get bored. We'd throw barrels over the fantail and shoot at them with automatic weapons. And it's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Goes fishing up in Alaska off the Kenai Peninsula for halibut, sit around at night and target shoot with pistols. We'd hang a beer can, and then we'd hang the pop top of a beer can and keep moving back and trying to hit the thing. Enjoyed it quite a bit. But I'm talking about open carry. I mean, look, if you lived in a small town in Alaska, one of these ones, Alaska doesn't have a highway system through most of the state. You go to Anchorage, even their biggest city, and you drive a little north, and finally it says a highway ends 1 mile. They're not kidding. I mean, you come to the end and the highway has ended. And the way they get around is they fly small planes, and everybody up there's a pilot. So if you're in a small town in Alaska somewhere, and everybody knows everybody, and people like carrying their weapons, is for one thing, There are a lot of animals, you know, moose, others. I mean, they're not going to get stopped by a firearm, but if you feel better with one, who cares? I don't care. But in a city, in Milwaukee, in Madison, in Green Bay, in Wausau, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Janesville, Kenosha, I mean, the point of the matter is that somebody walks in and is carrying, open carrying any kind of weapon, it immediately casts a pall on things. I mean, people are concerned, is the guy a nut? Let's say he's not a nut. Why is he doing it? He's doing it because he's getting attention, because this is his way of expressing himself and dominating the scene. And we don't like that. So there should be a law in Wisconsin that says that you can't open carry, period. That's it. The only people who can are police officers. They have their weapon at their side, full disclosure that they're armed. And this case out in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says that a municipality can do that. Municipality can do it. And I would like to see it done here. It has nothing to do with target practicing or anything else. It also has nothing to do with AR-15s or assault weapons, because the fact of the matter is that they were banned once back in the early 90s, and they should be banned again, along with background checks. They should be put into effect. One, something that I hadn't anticipated, the prosecutors of the insurrection have now established a connection between the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and the Three Percenters. I sort of assume they're all the same. They're not the same. And there was actually communication the day of the insurrection where the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers said, the Proud Boys will be the front lines and fight the protesters. They assumed there'd be a lot of protesters against them. And then when the police come to separate them, the Oath Keepers will attack them from behind. That conspiracy is a felony. That conspiracy is something that is going to give the prosecutors a lot of leeway in that prosecution. Jean, my friend, Jean of Eau Claire, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Got one word to say, Matt, and that's intimidation. It's a weapon of intimidation, and it intimidates the heck out of every citizen to see that happen, especially in large gatherings. So they need to think of the whole number of people being intimidated by that open carry stuff and people carrying those heavy-duty weapons around them. And, hey, great show as usual, Matt. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Terrific, Jean. Thanks for the comment. I support you 100%. If I were in the legislature, I would put that bill in immediately. No open carry. What excuse is there? Somebody walks into what, a bus station or a restaurant? You know, there's a single mom with two little daughters there, and the guy is swagging around with a gun. He is doing it to intimidate, to get attention, to be a jerk, to dominate the scene, throw cold water on everybody. We don't have to put up with that. We simply don't have to put up with that. That should be outlawed. Should be outlawed. At one time, it was outlawed. At one time, what the police used to do and the DAs was to arrest him for disorderly conduct, take his gun away. They should do that now. Coming to the end of the show, Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to the end of the show, stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, The Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crude, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Santos on Tuesday's Busted Pencils, Saturday Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, and my man Pizza Box Mike, Outside the Pizza Box, Max Inc. Radio. Matt Flynn signing off today. Back tomorrow, same time, same place.